Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, Colin. Things could be a little better, but I guess they could always be worse.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, your team winless in the ACC, travel to North Carolina tomorrow night. What is, and I guess this is kind of a wide form question, but people have been asking, what's the thought of your team? I'm looking for the right word here. What's the mindset of your team? People use mindset, and it's cliched. How do people on your team feel right now?
You know what? I think that they have, I think our players have remained remarkably optimistic and resilient. And I think that's evident in the effort that they put forth in practice that people don't see, but in games still. And, I mean, obviously it's a little discouraging for all of us that we've yet to break through in the win column, but I don't think that has impacted our approach and our mindset towards playing and towards each other and all those things, because so often when losing occurs, then teams come apart, teams and coaches come apart, and none of that has happened. Our guys have been extremely coachable and really terrific to coach.
Now, these kids go to school, they have friends, they do other things. I'm not saying you don't, but I think this might be even harder on you with the free time that you may or may not have. What have you found out about yourself through this journey? Have you ever been through something like this?
I've never been through it quite to this extent. I think that what I've found about me is that the best thing I can do is keep my focus on them. I don't want to focus on me and have it be a selfish type of mindset, or I don't want them to focus on themselves that much either. I think we all need to stay focused on what we're trying to do and on each other. But my job is certainly to try to be uplifting and encouraging to them and positive with them and be a source of energy and hope and confidence.
Now, Kevin, fans are not real happy. Do you hear stuff? I know, you coaches and players always talk about how you got to avoid the noise. Do you hear stuff? Is it tough to avoid that noise?
Well, it's there but I try to protect myself. I can't speak for the players, but I try to protect myself in terms of not reading and not watching and whatever. It's there that there are going to be people that are unhappy. Almost no matter what the situation is. So I can't worry about really anybody but our players. I'm disappointed for our fans. I would like for our true good fans to be rewarded with more, and they will be rewarded with more. Obviously they're not being right now, but my focus has to be on the players and their well-being and making sure that I'm doing the best I can for them.
Your athletic director recently came out and pretty much said there won't be a rolling referendum on this basketball program. You sit down at the end of the season, talk to each coach, as she does in every sport, and go over the season blow by blow then. Do you appreciate that rather than a statement made within season one way or the other?
I try not to get into concerning myself with how any particular administrator wants to deal with that kind of stuff, generally it's counterproductive to to make statements, you know, where you're leaning in any direction, and because then people start picking the statement apart, and well, what does that mean? Well, what does that mean? Well, if you didn't say this, then what, you know, does it mean that? And so, yeah, I think that consistency is probably the not that I'm an administrator, but consistency is probably the right approach with that type of thing. You know, that's what that is.
Now, Coach, when you look at your room, and that's probably the most important thing for you to keep an eye on, and obviously not winning yet in the ACC, do you remind these guys that, hey, this is fun? You signed up for this. This is ACC basketball. This is what you love to do. And are they still, like, with it? Are they bonding as a team? Are you seeing them growing as opposed to fading apart?
Yes, Josh, I am. What I remind them of more than anything else is that they're getting better. And they're making progress, after the Miami game the other night, I pointed out to them that the difference in our play in the first Miami game and then the last Miami game. And again, as I said, I'm looking for positives. I'm looking constantly for ways to uplift them, and so. I think that that, you know, just being in that game and knowing that we had a chance to win, having a lead, you know, in the last 10 minutes of the game, I just think that as long as I can point to things and they're listening and believing, which they are, we're getting closer to winning, and we're becoming a better team, and that's all I can ask of them right now. You know, we're the youngest team in the country, and these guys are getting great experience, and I do think they're enjoying themselves, other than the not winning, of course, but you know, obviously we need to have some success here for them, because I feel badly that they, you know, they keep knocking on the door and keep, you know, kind of getting knocked down, but we'll keep getting back up until the door gets knocked down.
Well, Kevin, playing in North Carolina is tough enough as it is, and now you're playing a team that's lost three games in a row. What have you seen from North Carolina those last few games?
You know, Jim, I don't know that I've seen anything from them other than I think people have made a lot of shots against them. They went down to Clemson the other night, and Clemson goes 15 for 30 from three, and hard to beat a team when they shoot that well on their home court. So, you know, it's a typical North Carolina team. They run and get a lot of points in transition. They offensive rebound. And obviously those two things are coached, because those are things that North Carolina's teams do year after year after year. You know, so those are where you have to kind of begin your scouting report and your plan, because they're terrific at getting points in transition and terrific at rebounding their own misses.
Kevin Stallings, Pitt basketball coach. Pitt plays North Carolina tomorrow. Kevin, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We'll chat soon.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Kevin. Thank you much. You know, and I do get what he's saying when he says this team is enjoying themselves other than the not winning. That, you know, I don't think last year's team enjoyed themselves. Yeah. Other than those guys, they quit on them. This team isn't quitting on them. I'm not, you know, giving you a positive for the sake of doing it. Just being real here, this team looks a lot different than last year's team. It looked like it was mutiny. Looked like those guys just totally quit on them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.